Hey everyone, thanks for joining again today. Thanks for joining Look at the Book. And we are looking at our current study of looking at a book of courage and how we can have courage in certain situations. And we've been looking over the last couple times about saying goodbye to the old life and how that takes courage sometimes. Today we're going to deal with the idea of sinful anger versus allowable anger. There are some times we should be angry. What kind of things make you angry? Have you ever noticed that sometimes we get angry and remain bitter with people, and over time we actually even forget why we were upset to start with? Take, for example, the Hatfields and the McCoys. It hit the front page of the newspapers in the 1880s when the Hatfield clan feuded with McCoy clan from across the border in Kentucky. Historians disagree on the cause of the feud, which captured the imagination of the nation during a 10-year run. Some cite Civil War tensions. McCoy sympathized with the Union. Hatfield sympathized with the Confederacy. Others say it began when the McCoys blamed the Hatfields for stealing hogs. As many as 100 men, women, and children died. In May of 1976, Jim McCoy and Willis Hatfield, the last two survivors of the original families, shook hands at a public ceremony, dedicating a monument to six of the victims. McCoy died February 11, 1984, at the age of 99. He bore no grudges and had his burial handled by the Hatfield Funeral Home in Toller, Kentucky. I've heard that if a rattlesnake is cornered, it becomes so frenzied that it will accidentally bite itself with its fangs. In the same way, when a person harbors hatred and resentment in his heart, he is often hurt by the poison of his own malice. Paul does not deny that there are times when we will be angry. Anger is a common emotion. What Paul is saying here in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 is that we must not allow anger to control us. It is possible to be angry and not to sin. There are times when anger is called for, but we must guard against sinning when we become angry. Anger causes us to either react, lash out, hurt others, or else it motivates us to right wrongs and correct injustices. One preacher said, "We live in a world that has gone mad. We are now hearing new terms to describe uncontrollable anger, road rage, air rage. We must learn how to deal with anger. Dangerous anger made Cain kill Abel, anger and jealousy. Made Saul lose his throne. Made Moses hit the rock instead of speak to the rock. When anger is not met with a biblical solution, one can end up killing themselves or harming themselves, physically and emotionally. You've heard the saying, I'm so angry I can't even see straight. Anger causes a supercharge of blood to the brain, heart, lungs, large muscles, etc. It causes the eyes to dilate. Anger causes stress. There is wrong anger, or what may be called unjustified or selfish anger. Anger that broods, that harbors malice, that will not forget, that lingers, that seeks revenge. There is an anger that holds contempt and despises and ridicules and exalts itself. There's an anger that curses. It seeks to destroy a man and his reputation morally, intellectually, and spiritually. Anger often causes us to make overblown statements or to distort the truth. If you give a speech when angry, it will be the best speech you ever regret. Anger shuts down an open mind. When you get angry, you're through solving problems. You don't think logically when you're angry. Who do we usually get angry with? Those closest to us, don't we? The most dangerous situation that police find themselves in is said to be domestic disputes. It is said that Alexander the Great killed his best friend in a fit of rage. Do you ever push anyone's hot buttons? Do you have hot buttons that other people push? Paul understood the idea of hot buttons. When he was in the midst of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, he knew the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. So to take the attention away from him and onto them, he brought up the resurrection. He knew that was a hot button. Our tempers can definitely lead us to sin. Some say, I can't control my anger, and then justify it by saying, I just have a short fuse, or I'm just like my father, or that's just the way God made me. None of those statements are true. A person can control their anger. God never commands us to do something we cannot do. If we don't control our anger, it will give the devil a foothold. It will give him a way to get in, an opportunity and a place to take advantage of us. He loves to exploit selfish anger and uses it for his own ends. Satan loves to take anger and sow discord and disturbance and dissension. Anger leads to resentment and bitterness and hate, all of which are sins. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, the Bible says, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly. A man of wicked intentions is hated. Proverbs 19:11 says, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. His glory is to overlook a transgression. And Proverbs 22:24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go. Now there is a time when it is right to be angry. We can even look at our Savior Jesus and see that that's true. There was a time when he went into the temple and the people were taking advantage of those who had come from distances, selling them sacrifices for way more than they were worth. And what did he do? He chased them from the temple. He cleansed the temple. Maybe sometimes there are times when in church, in worship, in our church in general, we need to stir up a little righteous anger. We should be angry when we see all the corruption of the world. We should be angry when we see all the evil in the world. But we must always strive to treat and respect each person in a way that will win them to Christ, not chase them away. Thanks for being here today. Hope to see you next time.